وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. We say Ameen to your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Mukhlisina lahuddin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, inshallah, today we will be sharing with you a story of the sincerity of Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned in the Masnawi of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayh. There's a very, very famous incident of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that once he overpowered a disbeliever, a kafir, and he sat on his chest and he had unsheathed his sword to kill this kafir, this disbeliever. At that particular time, this kafir looked at the face of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and spat in the face of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. This was the audacity of that kafir. And this was very offensive to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Immediately, he took his sword and put it back in his sheath. And he came off the chest of that disbeliever. And he withdrew from killing that kafir, that disbeliever. So the disbeliever said, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, what happened? I mean, you know, that I had the audacity to spit on you and you had the opportunity to immediately kill me. You were in the dominant position. What is it that prevented you from killing me?" So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that, "O kafir, it is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I would have taken your life. I would have killed you. But now that you had spat in my face and that angered me from within myself, my nafs, now had I killed you, it would have had a share that I killed you because of my ego and that was within my heart and out of my anger. And there would have been no ikhlas and sincerity left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any action without sincerity. So your killing you was contrary to the requirements and the dictates of ikhlas and sincerity, and that is why I withdrew." Listening to this talk of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and this statement, this kafir, this disbeliever was stunned, and the rays of Iman started shining in his heart, and he said, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, I have the good fortune and the virtue of accepting such a deen, such a religion, which has such a high level of ikhlas and sincerity, which it teaches to its followers. And definitely, this is a true religion." Now, Mawlana mentions the same thing, Mawlana Rumi, in poetry. "Az Ali Amoz Ikhlasi Amal, Shere Haqara Da Mathar Az Dakhal." That, "O Adressi, oh listener, oh listening to this year, listen, learn the lesson of sincerity from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And the lion of Allah," Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was referred to as a lion of Allah. "Consider him and look at him free and pure from all insincerity. In the state of jihad, a brave kafir, you know, came towards Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dominant over him, sat on his chest, and he took out his sword from his sheath. And now this enemy spat on the face of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And what was the lofty status of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala Murad Rumi says that he was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, loved by all the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he is the beloved of Sayyidul Anbiya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he is the beloved of every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replaced his sword in his sheath. And he refrained from killing this kafir. This kafir was surprised by this action, and he sought forgiveness, you know, from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He says that you took out the sword with such, you know, ferocity, such speed. And why did you withdraw and put your sword back in its sheath? Dar mehelli qehri e rahmat the cheese, as dahara dust dad and rahi keist. At the time and the opportunity of displaying your anger, what is this mercy that you displayed? When the venomous snake is in front of you and you have found it, why have you left the venomous snake? So as Ali says, that I will let my sword move for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the servant of Allah, not the servant of my nafs and my carnal desires. I am the lion of Allah. I am not the lion of my own inner desires. My action is a display of the truth of my deen. When you spat on my face, at that particular time, the flames of revenge overflowed within me. Then had I taken your life, half the action would have been for Allah and the other half for my anger that was brewing within me. And in any work, in any deed, if I find an association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I know it's not permissible for me. I need to refrain from that. So the kafir said, you know, he was growing the seeds of, the kafir was growing the seeds of oppression and cruelty. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the best specimen of humanity that he found. And so this is the essence of the story, that ikhlas and sincerity is something very, very, very important in Islam. تیغ حلم او ز آهن تیز تر بل صد لشکر زفر انگیز تر. In Persian is so beautiful. It says the sword of forbearance is sharper than the iron sword in its effect. But in acquiring victory, forbearance has a greater effect than thousands in an army. What beautiful words. So forbearance and that patience can win the hearts of people. So here Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he gives now a khulasa, you know, what we can deduce from this particular story. And he says that our actions must be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we have sincerity, then the world also will become our deen. If a person is selling apples and he screams apples, apples the whole day to feed his children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a reward for uttering those words. And another person, if he says subhanallah, subhanallah, and he turns his tasbih to show the people how pious I am in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be, his actions shall be lost in vain, and it will be in vain. There will be no benefit in it whatsoever. So Mulana says that, you know, we have to acquire the companionship of pious people to learn these particular aspects. And, you know, a lot of us have unambitious plans in our lives, and we are driven by laziness, and it's evident in our nafs, and we tend to lose our sincerity. We must rather be absolutely sincere. And Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says something very, very beautiful, that I saw many kings that they suffice on a little bit of deen, but they won't suffice on a little bit of the dunya. So, oh, the one who's listening to me, you also bless yourselves with the dawlat and the wealth of deen, and become independent of the palaces of the kings. This in the manner in which the kings take this world of significance, you don't take this world in significance at all. Cast it aside and think about that world and that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that remains forever and forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.